Welcome to another episode of The Main State of Mind. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg, and this is your host, Adam, or never mind. We're back for another episode. However, solo in the studio once again for the, hopefully, last time. Adam will be back. He's taking a little trip to Indiana to pick up a dog, and he'll be back soon so we can actually have these regular podcasts again. Little, you know, information about this while we're doing this solo. What we're doing today is because I had a baby, and so things have been thrown for a loop a little bit. Scheduling's been a little off. But we're getting back in the swing of things. Next week, we will do a podcast with Paul Eaton talking about superpowers. He's from Galactic Comics in Bangor. We do our traditional Polis, which is a comic book related episode. And he'll be back to do that. And that will come out next Wednesday, again, on The Main State of Mind. And then the following week, we'll have Jack Watkins, who is owner of Spencer's Ice Cream in Bradley. He'll be on to talk as well. And we'll be back in the swing of things. And Adam will be present for most of those as well. So I'm looking forward to those episodes coming up here pretty soon. But, you know, quick solo episode to talk about some things. We are not obviously the only podcast that's on the network of the world. And so I wanted to give a little shout out to a couple podcasts, not in any particular order, but we wanted to talk about what other podcasts that we listen to that you should potentially take a listen to. Most of them are based right here in the great state of Maine, a couple that are not, but they're, you know, some one of them is up and coming. And one of them is that's pretty popular that is sports related. So we thought we'd talk podcasts on this podcast episode and give a little shout out to some of our podcast friends that we like to listen to. And some of them actually been guests. Four out of the five podcasts, someone from that podcast have been guests on our show, which is pretty cool in the past. So make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, like our all those pages, YouTube, and go to our website, themainstateofmind.com. Tell your friends. We really appreciate all the listeners. And this is, it's been fun. I'm excited to do it more and excited to have Adam on to do some fun things as well. So, let's get into this. Yeah. So, we started this podcast, just about a year ago now, myself solely, but then I had Adam join us and have some, you know, regular guests that have been coming on, which is pretty cool. You know, we've been a year into this and now I feel like it's kind of cool and I've joined the ranks of all the other podcasts throughout there in Maine and around the world and excited to do more of them. But we'll give a little shout out to some other podcasts. So let me take a little sip of my Wild Maine Hard Seltzer here. No product placement here at all. So we'll start local, I guess. So Ben Sprague joined us on the podcast back, got about 10 months ago to talk. He was a Bangor City Council member, but he's also now, and always has been actually since he was also a council member, has hosted a podcast called The Maine Show Podcast, where he talks to different people from Maine on subjects about Maine, kind of like what we're trying to do here a little bit. Ours is a little bit more broader, but Ben's been doing it for a little while now. He's got a few episodes under his belt, and he's doing a really good job talking about Maine and the things that are going on here in this great state. So Ben Sprague's The Maine Show Podcast. So you can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the places you can find podcasts, or themainshowpodcast.com. Again, these are no particular order. This is just podcasts that we like to listen to on a regular basis. So check out The Maine Show Podcast of Ben Sprague at mainshowpodcast.com or follow him on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, online as well. So that's the first, is The Maine Show Podcast. Continuing on with some guests that we've had, Matt Robinson joined us on the podcast to talk a little bit about podcasting, and, as well as beer can design and taste room stuff from Bissell Brothers. Him and Noah Bissell, one of the co-founders and co-owners of Bissell Brothers Brewing, have a podcast called Greening In Pod, and they are at Greening In Pod on Instagram, and I believe they can find them on other social media platforms as well. But they talk beer-related topics. They have beer guests on. They talk crazy stuff. And they're a little off the wall. Those guys are great, but it's always a good podcast, always a good listen to. They've got some really all-star guests that have come on. Episode 100, they had the founder of Allagash on, which is pretty cool. And then they had some other cool guests on recently as well. But they are awesome listening to. Again, they've only been around for a couple of years now as well. So they're not that old and they're getting some big traction out there. So give them a listen to at Greening In Pod on Instagram or find them on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or you can visit, actually, I don't know if they have a website. Didn't even look that up. So Greening In Pod on Apple's podcast or Spotify. Definitely worth listening to, or follow them on Instagram. Matt Robinson and Noah Bissell are kicking butt on that one too. So looking forward to you guys listening to them as well. And continuing on the guest train, Friends from Work. So they're the podcast I listen to the most. I don't listen to our podcast the most, obviously, because I speak a lot on it. But Friends from Work podcast are the one that I listen to a lot. My wife listens to. I have a friend, some friends from work, my friends from work, who now listen to it as well. Some of the regulars at Orono Brewing Company also have tuned in as well, because they had this cool rewatch that happened that we would do during the pandemic. So you could rewatch all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, and they give, you know, insight on them and their opinions on things, and they gave it the rankings and all that stuff too. But ever since about 18 months ago, right around when they started this podcast, maybe a little bit further, longer than that, they've come a long way. They joined the podcast back in January here to talk to us about how they started it and talk a little bit about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But their Marvel Cinematic Universe, their unofficial Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast has gained so much traction that they now have some really cool guests that have been on Disney Plus shows, or they've then had some composers from some of the people who've done the music for Disney Marvel movies. But Kyle Sconewell and Robbie Earl kicked butt at their Marvel Cinematic podcast called the Friends from Work podcast. You can find them at the FFW podcast, and they're at the FFWpodcast.com. But again, you can find them all social media. You can find them all Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all those things too. But they're currently doing the reviews and talking about Loki that just came out last Wednesday, which is pretty cool. Episode 2 came out today. And so tune into them. They're great. Two guys, friends from work. They do all theirs via Zoom or via video chat as well, which is pretty cool. But they're both audio people, so their audio is top quality, great listen to, and they have tons of episodes that are not dated. So you can go back and listen to them, you know, watch Iron Man 1 and then listen to their podcast, have them talk about some of their insight and some of their knowledge about those movies, and then watch Iron Man 2 and so on. So they had a really cool watch order. It's a little bit different than other people's watch order of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as well as they had a really good Instagram where they had some out of the box thinking and some of the comic books to read when you're getting ready to watch a movie and those kind of things too. So Robbie Earl and Kyle Sconewell are kicking butt at their Marvel podcast, and I can't wait to hear more, and I can't wait to listen to every episode they put out. So follow them at the FFW podcast and the FFWpodcast.com. Find them on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, all the different places you can listen to podcasts as well. So give them a shout out and give them a listen. Definitely worth it. So the last guest podcast, although it's a little selfish. So one of my favorite podcasts on the internet right now is Rocking the Dad Pod. That's a podcast that my friend Brian Kieser and I co-host. It's a monthly podcast that we put out that talks about dad-related topics. And we talk to other dads and discuss, you know, being a dad and so on. So that you can find at rockingthedadpod.com, at rockingthedadpod, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, all those things as well. Give us a follow. Give us a listen. If you're a dad, great. It's worth listening to. If you're not, still fun to listen to. Because, you know, every one of us, you know, have a dad or have a dad figure in our lives. It's kind of cool to listen to some of these topics we talk about. And sometimes we get off a tangent and don't even actually talk about dad-related things, just things in general. So it's worth giving a listen to. Those come out once a month, so it's not a very big commitment. And we have a new one coming out in a couple of weeks. Talk about me becoming a dad, which is pretty cool. So at Rocking the Dad Pod and rockingthedadpod.com, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, yada, yada, yada. Can say it over and over again. The last one is a big podcast I listen to. I could have gone on. I mean, I also listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. I listen to, you know, the Fighter and the Kid. I listen to other podcasts that are bigger podcasts that have millions of listeners or thousands of listeners. But the one big podcast I listen to weekly, daily, is the No Dunks podcast on the Athletic Network. I'm a big basketball fan. So No Dunks, I don't know if anybody knows the guys. It's Trey Kirby, J.E. Skeets, Tass Mellis, Lee Ellis, and J.D. They used to be the starters on the NBA TV channel, but now they are their own podcast called No Dunks. It's on the Athletic Network. You can listen to it free on Apple and Spotify, but you can also subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com to get commercial free, I believe. They have other things they put on there as well that are only available if you're an Athletic subscriber, but you can also listen to them for free on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. They do live streams. They do unboxings of cards. They do happy hours on Thursday nights. They do all these other cool things that go around the centralized podcast, but their podcast comes out daily during the NBA season and every couple of days in the off season to talk about basketball and all those basketball related topics, which is really cool. At No Dunks Inc. on Instagram, on Twitter, you can find them on Facebook, as well as nodunks.com to listen to their, to find other links to get to them as well. So definitely listen to those podcasts. We've got, again, no particular order. We've got Friends from Work podcast at the FFW podcast. We've got Greening In podcast, Greening In Pod, at Greening In Pod. We've got Rocking the Dad Pod, which is at Rocking the Dad Pod. We've got The Main Show at mainshowpodcast.com, and we've got No Dunks at No Dunks Inc. All great podcasts to listen to, you know, any free time you have. Most of those you can listen to while you're doing some other things, as well as some you can interact with your life, you know, watch a movie, watch a TV show, and listen to a podcast like Friends from Work, and et cetera. So just thought we'd give a shout out to all those people out there doing the same thing we're doing, working hard to bring a podcast to you guys and have you guys listen. So I really appreciate all these guys and what guys and girls, what they're doing and how hard they're working and how they, we all, I know how uneasy it is actually to do a podcast and have the schedule of doing this. So shout out to all of those guys and anybody else who's doing them. Anybody else has any recommendations of podcasts I should listen to, give me a shout out and I will go ahead and listen to them as well and give them a shot. But again, one last time, Friends at Work podcast, Graining In podcast, Rocking the Dad Pod, The Main Show, and No Dunks. You can find them all on Apple and Spotify, as well as YouTube, most of them, and other podcasting networks as well. So quick episode, just to give you guys a little update on other people's podcasts and a little update on what we're doing. So next week will be The Poll List with Paul Eaton of Galactic Comics. And we'll talk superpowers. That's a pretty exciting episode. No countdown, no top 10 list. This is our top 10 favorite powers and why. And then the following week, we have Jack Watkins of Spencer's Ice Cream in Bradley, Maine, to talk his young entrepreneurship on owning a business. Basically, he took over the business at the age of 18 before he even got out of Brewer High School. So that's a pretty fun story for his too. So we'll get behind that too. And Adam will be on one of those. And then moving forward, he'll be here to talk other subjects as well. And we're really excited about those kind of things. So again, find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Main State of Mind. You can find our website, themainstateofmind.com. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, share, all that stuff too. So I'm Justin Soderberg, your host. This has been The Main State of Mind. I really appreciate everybody listening to it. Have a great day and enjoy the week.